Next category is again related to hypnotic words. These are called personal trance words or phrases. To contrast personal trance words with hypnotic words, a hypnotic word has a universal meaning. In other words, most people who speak the English language will respond to it in the same way. A personal trance word, on the other hand, is something which is unique to the individual and has special significance for that person. A very famous example of this is in the film Citizen Kane. Now, in that film, we have a rich business tycoon that dies, and the dying words on his lips are the words Rosebud. Now, for the entire film, no one knows what that means and why he said that. Now, it turns out in the end that Rosebud was the name of his slave when he was a child, and to him, it implied all the youthful innocence, happiness, and lack of responsibilities he had back then. This was such a powerful thing that this powerful, wealthy old man could only think of Rosebud, his slave, on his deathbed. Now, all of us have personal trance words which have equally deep significance for us. Some of these significances will be negative and some of them will be positive. So be careful that you only use the positive ones when you interact with people. And how do you spot a trance word, a personal trance word? Well, these are the words that people will lean on unconsciously. They will tend to use these words over and over again and lean on them in the way they express them, both physiologically and in the emotional undercurrent and in the tonality itself. As an example, someone might come back from a holiday and tell you how amazing the holiday was, and the food was amazing, and the people were amazing, and all the things they were doing were just amazing. Notice how that word amazing has become an emotional trigger for that person. And it's not just the word itself, it's also the tonality, the way it's expressed, the tonal pattern itself. The closer you can get to mimicking the tonal pattern and getting the same tonality and the rhythm and all those other things, the more accurately you will trigger the part of the neurology where all those experiences are stored and revivified and bring it back to life. This is, in essence, a type of emotional trigger, which instead of doing it by touch or by a particular gesture, you do purely tonally. It's the word and the way the word is pronounced and enunciated and the tonalities, etc., that really make this powerful. So go out and begin to notice how other people really rely on certain words, really lean on them to make them more meaningful.